Alrighty, good morning. If you've just woken up, you've just started your day, you come to the right place, and this is the Gareth Cliff Show on The Real Network. In case you stumbled on us by mistake, it could happen. Now, I did have a co-host for this morning's show. Her name is Leanne, but she seems to have disappeared. She's just missing. Yeah, just walk on. There we go. She walks across, yeah.
I was going to go the long way around, but then you bust me.
That's all right. Don't panic. We're non-judgmental here. What did you find? Some coffee or tea or water?
Water.
Oh, that's nice. Very exciting. And I expected more from you. I thought it was a full cup of whiskey or something. No.
No, no. I did drink a lot of sake while I was away.
Oh, did you?
In one night. Just I drank a lot in one night.
What's sake like?
Oh, it's lovely. Japanese wine. Yeah. You can also get hot sake, which is a bit of a chili, and it's a bit of a chili taste, and it's served warm. Delicious.
All right. While we're talking about wine, apparently Georgia and Armenia are known for the first wine ever made in 8,000 BC. That's according to Neat Tequila.
It's
Neat Tequila.
It was made then and it's ready to drink now.
Yeah. Imagine the vintage, 8,000 BC. Imagine how fermented that is. That would be strong.
It would probably be solid, like look like Marmite.
Okay. All right, so I promised you we'd get to some news, just so that we don't, you know, completely live in ignorance with our heads in the sand. But I don't know. I mean, this is the stuff that supposedly they keep telling us is important. So apparently the US has deported some of the most dangerous immigrant criminals in the world to Eswatini, which is Swaziland.
Come on.
Right next door, which means it's only going to be a matter of time before they find themselves in Joburg.
Are they from Eswatini or South Africa?
No, they're five foreign nationals who are convicted of severe crimes, including child rape and murder. They've been sent to Swaziland as their home countries refused to accept them.
What are their home countries?
I don't know, but those people must be forced to take them back. That's where they were born and made.
Do you think this was done on purpose by Trump?
Well, he's got to send them somewhere. Well, so Swaziland obviously said, well, we need the money. We'll take them. So I don't know how, I mean, they've better block these guys or shoot them or something. I mean, I don't want to know anything more about these people than I've just found out. So
my thing is they're probably going to escape.
Described by U.S. officials as depraved monsters, the deportees are being held in isolated prison units. The move has sparked outrage in Eswatini, with activists condemning the country's role in housing such criminals. Well, as long as they keep them housed. Because if the country's making money and the US has got rid of them and the Swazis want to keep him or them and they do keep them locked up, I don't see a problem. Like, they're getting paid to do it, right?
And as long as there's no chance of them facing retrial or anything like that.
So. Oh, no. I think they should just dig a huge big hole with concrete walls that you can't climb up, open to the elements, maybe a little kind of thing that they can shelter in when it's really pissing down, but make them live like the animals they are. If they're such depraved monsters, then let people come and throw fruit at them and stuff. That would be a tourist trap. I mean, can you imagine?
Make even more money.
Well, just imagine for because I know that the human rights activists are going to get all uppity about this, but if these people are child rapists and murderers, serial murderers, these are some of the worst people, right? So they would be interesting to watch.
They can't be rehabilitated.
And to taunt. So if you dig a deep enough hole, like at a zoo, you put bars all around, they can't climb up, they can't get out, and people can look at them and shout obscenities at them, see how cross they can get. And it would be fun to watch.
You know what I remembered recently was that pedophile village in the US.
Yeah.
Where they've a whole lot of pedophiles live in camper vans in this village.
Yeah.
Far away from everyone else. But some of them are there voluntarily.
Yeah.
And some of them have never actually committed a crime.
Yeah, but they're terrified they might.
They might. So they isolate themselves from the community. And they are being studied because there is a part of the brain that all pedophiles have that is affected, and they're trying to weed that out genetically.
Well, good. I hope they come right with that. I hope they get that part of the brain excised.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, do you think it would be such a bad idea that these depraved monsters aren't treated like animals in a zoo? And we can invite people to come and look at them and throw a couple of stones at them or whatever.
None of that appeals to me.
Oh, come on,
none
Leanne.
Of it appeals to me.
I mean, they're depraved
monsters. I don't
even
want to look at them. They must just be out of my mind, out of sight.
I think we could start. I think in this audience of ours, we've got enough crazy people.
I don't know.
We could all go there and imagine. We can all see.
I'm not interested.
Oh, come on.
I'd rather get into a red dress and do the barley swing.
Okay, well. The Rhino and Lion Park is always looking for meat donations. Cool. Mm-hmm. If you commit a crime of any kind, you should no longer have human rights, says Hugh. Well,
of any kind?
Like
Jeez.
What? Like shoplifters?
Speeding.
Yeah, let's say you smoke weed once. Now you must have no human rights.
You killed your husband because he was bad. I mean,
right.
Come on, give
Calm
us a
down.
Chance.
Calm down, Heinrich Himmler. Okay, well, they must get out of Africa, says Judith Mary Vianello. They must get out of Africa. I don't agree with Trump one bit on this move. Okay, so these countries, apparently Sudan has also taken a whole bunch of refugees. Mm-hmm. Well, not refugees, illegal immigrants that have been deported. So what they're trying to do in America is get all their shit people out who are not meant to be there because they're not American citizens. They don't have any right to be in America. So any country he'll take them, Trump's like, cool, thanks. Don't know if they're being paid. They must be. There must be something in it for those countries. But
I would love to know where these prisoners, which countries wouldn't take their own prisoners back.
They must be like shit places like Guatemala or Nicaragua or El Salvador or who knows, right? I mean, I don't think they're coming from Georgia, although you never know. I don't think it's as interesting where they're not welcome anymore. So those countries should have to pay. It shouldn't be America that pays. America's like, this is not my problem. Get out. But the country that won't accept them back should then pay another country to have
them. They should pay Eswatini.
I mean, we could do something like that with Ponte, for example, in Joburg.
Oh my lord.
You know, we could just put all of them in the Ponte building, just put a huge big fence that is, and then crocodiles in a moat.
There you go
around
again.
It. I mean, I don't understand why this is so hard. Why do people struggle with the idea that if you just put people in a big cage and you have crocodiles and or other ferocious wild animals patrolling around, they're stuck in there and the rest of us can watch them and taunt them through the bars or whatever we like.
I don't want to see them.
I don't understand why this is complicated. All those fans of the playground are castrated with Lupron, which is, the pedophile playground, are castrated with Lupron, which is a popular puberty blocker. Yeah, I've heard that they are trying to do these experiments Leanne was talking about to figure out what it is with pedophiles. Do what the English did and send them all to Australia. Yes, you see, what a success story. I mean, think about it. Australia now is maybe top 10 of countries in the world, like net immigration into Australia. Seems like a good place. They've got good weather. They've got lots of natural resources. It seems hospitable, apart from some of the very, very dangerous poisonous animals. But, you know, Australia's not doing too badly. And it came from trying to get rid of your shit people by sending them somewhere else.
To a remote island.
And look, the shit people came right.
Yeah.
Most,
yeah.
Except that woman in the clip that we showed you in the first hour, who was screaming about being on holiday.
Directly descendant of...
of Bogans, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like the beginning of one of those movies where they use prisoners to fight each other to the death for our entertainment. Again, not a bad idea. I'm not opposed to that. If you buy up all the world's criminals, and this has always been my idea for a great show, I think it's the ultimate show. I don't think anything else comes close. You're going to have all the world's most dangerous criminals. You buy them for your big island stadium, and they fight to the death. But for real, like it's not for kids to watch. This is not family entertainment. This is adult entertainment. It's going to be gory and Mortal Kombat-y, but it's for real.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then the families of the victims get to go, or at the end of it. Very exciting. I'm telling you, Leanne, ratings bonanza. They should test out all these medications on the criminals instead of using animals. Yeah, okay, but that's old school.
I feel like they might already do that.
Bring back the Roman games. I hear Newland Stadium is empty. Again, that would be great. But you see, you're going to have Jordan Hill Lewis of Cape Town saying, I don't know if I want people being murdered in my stadium. Well, then you know what? We'll take it somewhere else. There's got to be an island somewhere with some crazy tin pot dictator. And we can say to him, how much do you want for us to stage these games here? Just exit the UN so that they can't put pressure on you. Declare sovereignty if you're not sovereign and independent already. And let us build this fucking stadium. We'll make a bonanza on TV. It will be the most watched show ever in the history of humanity. Guaranteed. You buy up the
Who's
most.
Who's filming it?
I will. I'll go there with a handy cam or a fucking
They're gonna
drone
They're
going to
put the
myself.
Handy cam up your ass.
Leanne, I've told you, crocodiles, moats, high fences, we'll do all of that. They get stored under the stadium, fed, they get to become big and strong, and then we put these alpha monsters together to kill each other. It'll be fantastic entertainment. Anyway, I mean, live by the sword, die by the sword. I'm sure this could make PE worth going to. Don't push it. I like the idea of the Robben Island. You know, we came up with an idea for Robben Island. Mm-hmm. Big apartheid-era theme park.
Mm-hmm.
You probably won't like it.
No.
Go and listen to Friday's show. You'll get an idea. They should be sent to Armenia. Those people seem capable of watching them. No, we don't. Cookies, is that your name? We don't want to send anyone to Armenia. These people... The countries that send us their very worst monsters will be paid. We'll actually buy the criminals from them. Imagine, for the people of those countries, that's like, thank goodness, we don't have to pay for them.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm not sure about this idea. There are enough half-built stadiums to use in South Africa, Viasen. So I did see over the weekend with the rugby in Bombela that stadium is still looking good.
Mm.
You know, we've got some beautiful stadia in South Africa, and I just feel it's a great sadness that we aren't making criminals fight to the death in them. I can't, James, Flex, back me up on this. Wouldn't you like to watch? You'd watch this.
Yeah, 100%.
Flex would watch it. Flex is like, yeah, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah. And imagine you can do things like you choose the weapons by popular acclaim. So everybody votes on their phones in the stadium. And then is it going to be a pickaxe? Is it going to be a sword? Is it going to be a chain with a big hook at the end? Imagine.
Still don't.
Okay, so maybe women won't enjoy it as much.
Mm-mm.
I think it would be a huge show. I really do. Bring it on, G, says Max Sony. Yeah, Israel could host it. International law doesn't apply there. You see, I don't want politics involved here. We'll take anyone's criminals. Terrorists, mass murderers, serial killers, rapists. I'll take them all because we're going to dispatch them in the best possible way. And if one of them becomes quite famous for a little while and survives a few battles, then who owns the brand? Me. And we decide what we're going to do with him. Let's see how well he does with just the one leg.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? The world already has UFC. Are you kidding? Keith Furry, just hold on a second. This is to the death, my friend. This is not some wrestling match, WWE, okay, where you've got the Undertaker pretending to fall with his elbow on some dude. This is for real.
Well, I mean, UFC is the closest to
I have plans. Spikes
because
will
you
come.
Because you go in there fighting for your life.
Leanne, spikes will come out of the ground when they least expect it. I will flood the arena when they least expect it and they'll have to swim with their weapons. I mean, I've got ideas for days. This would be forever surprises. There's no episode of this that you're going to tune in for and, oh no, it's more of that. You know, there's that guy again trying to kill that guy.
You're not going to convince me. I don't know why you're trying.
Ah, because you're the target audience. What can I say? All right. Gareth, it's not tunnels under the stadium. It's called the Hypogeum, you uncultured git. Yes, that's where the prisoners would train and eat and get ready for
like
big
fights. Like the
gladiators. Yeah. Mm. I'd watch it. The group has voted out Chester the Molester and send him to Exile Island. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm in. Fighting to heavy metal music in the background, says Carol Jean. Yeah. And imagine,
Carol.
Imagine the bachelor's party weekend packages you could sell to guys from all over the world, from Armenia, for heaven's sake. They're, oh, it's so boring. Dvashvili's bachelor party and shooting bears in forest. No fun this. We rather go to that island with the killing and have many drink in stadium while we watch head get chopped off. That good holiday. I'm telling you. Stay in villa that Leanne Moll stayed in, but then go to a stadium next day for killing. And people get their bloodlust out. We'll take... By the way, on a very serious note, I think it will make violence a real thing that people have to actually face up to in parts of the world where they've forgotten what that is, where they talk about war and you have people standing up in Congress and the Senate and Parliament saying, we've got to go to war with these people, but they haven't seen violence themselves. It'll make it all very real for some people. And I do believe that there's a need in society for us to not just talk about, I mean, this is a psychological part of it because we didn't have Hanan this morning, so someone has to bring this.
Clearly, we didn't have Hanan this morning.
What do you think? I'm on a mad tear? Yes. What's wrong with you? I feel like you're not listening to me, Leanne.
I'm hearing everything.
I think you're missing out on a big.
You're
fine.
Not.
I'm not
going
giving
to
you any
I
shares.
Like watching the
I'm
going
to give all the shares to James
Love
and
Island.
To Flex. Yeah, you could go. You Love Island. Okay, take your Love Island and go watch. All the
Bachelor in Paradise.
All the people cheating on each other and trying to shtup. It'll be just like the real world. But mine is much more exciting. Do you know what they used to do? Because people in ancient Rome, when they would go to the gladiator battles, they knew there was something at stake here. Life. Not just, are you going to come back next week and fight
again?
Are you
going to win $1 million?
Yeah. This is, or are you going to fall in love with the girl in the pink dress or the girl in the white dress? Who gives a shit? This is like you were... Someone's going to die. The stakes could not be higher. You could even have, instead of having countries waging war on each other, you could have them nominate some big monster who they've got in their biggest, darkest prison, and they fight the country that they want to fight's other monster, and the monsters decide the outcome of the battle.
Mm. It's very much like...
Yeah, you see, look, a fucking monster like that. That is appalling. I just want to say I've never
the
actually worn.
Cannot make anyone look manly.
I've never worn an outfit like that, and I've never been in that kind of shape. I think you look great. Yeah, sure. Take that off the screen. It's revolting. It reminds me of the scene in The Cable Guy where they go to the restaurant and end up fighting each other in front of everyone,
I mean,
says Tracy.
The South Korean series, guys.
Squid Games.
Squid Games. You didn't end up watching that, did
no,
you?
No, I never watched it.
But that there, you can sense that feeling of this is, I'm going to die. This is to
yeah.
death.
I think that there's almost a fetishization of violence, which is not good. We need actual violence
see,
to remind people
so pedophiles have
of why
a certain
it's not
part,
a good idea.
Something wrong with their brains. These people do too. Child rapists, serial
yeah,
murders,
clearly.
Murderers. But then I think you do too. For wanting to watch this
no,
and do this.
Listen, don't get
there
me.
There is something weird about
Leanne,
your brain.
It's not Gareth wants to watch this. This is what people will watch.
Well, you know, there's not only one pedophile. There are many.
Leanne, you're getting confused here between the idea that this is something I want to do because I find it entertaining and the fact that everyone on earth will be mesmerized by this. I'm betting my bottom dollar on it. People are... At base level, this is why they slow down at an accident on the highway, right? They are drawn, and I'm talking about everybody. I don't even know if I wouldn't necessarily want to
you
be
see,
a fan of this.
I've experienced enough
I just
trauma
know
in my life to be bothered with this, really. I've been
people
affected too much
slow
by
down
normal
and
life.
They rubberneck at an accident.
I'm
people,
not one of them.
People watch, and whenever they see something that's dead, they get tremendously excited. It's an instinctual, backward, primitive human
backward,
thing.
Primitive,
and
yes.
I don't think that it's particularly laudable. But I tell you now, it would be the greatest show by miles. Everyone would want to watch.
The MAGA people would love it.
The MAGA people, the people, the Armenian women with their AK-47s in their bedrooms. This would be the biggest thing all over the world. Telling you now, you think...
No, I'm sure it would.
You think we're so evolved and we're all so much better that we wouldn't...
There is nothing that would be more talked about than this.
Yes.
I agree with you.
Shut up, Leanne, says Slippery. This is why I love the audience. You know, in a moment where you really need them, they step up. Slippery Pickle says, shut up, Leanne. It's not Gareth, it's Marketing 101. Yawn, move on already, says Stirrer.
You look like that Armenian woman.
Many people watch porn. Why not add violence to the cart? Yeah, exactly. Science needs their brains. Kids with brains like that get to fight in the curtain raiser. No, I mean, you could bolt on all kinds of fun things to this that are actually about the improvement of humanity. But the core thing of it is high stakes, bad people. Everybody doesn't have to feel bad about them dying because they're terrible people. You could even list their crimes before you put them in the arena. Mm-hmm. Leanne, we must keep our empathy for the meek, not the monsters who damage them.
This is true.
Says Bronwyn. We could have the corrupt politicians as a separate category. Oh, listen, I've thought about that too. I mean, just imagine how good South Africa would feel if we just put all the politicians in there. Don't necessarily give them weapons to kill each other, but they just have a big punch up. A big punch up where they all just like have a full go at each other. Because it would be very, I think you'd be surprised.
Or maybe just like slow poisoning.
Well, now that's vicious and cruel.
Listen, I despise corruption. I really do.
I never understood how violence is more acceptable than sex when with one people come out happy and chilled and the other people come out dead, says Living Sunny. Yeah, but there's so much porn already. And, you know, I mean, that's like old school. I just think this is what humans are desperate for. And it would sort things out. The emperors in Rome used to say the two things that people need are bread and circuses. Give them food and give them violent entertainment, and they mostly behave the rest of the time.
It would be a great deterrent.
I think it would.
But then you might run out. It might come to an end one day.
If you saw people who'd done awful things the day before, you know, robbed people at gunpoint, murdered somebody, and you saw justice, swift justice being exacted upon them. Sure, it's entertainment as well for some people, but you'd see essentially the wheels of justice turn a lot faster. And I know this is contrary to every human rights lawyer's expectation of where our minds and our souls and our jurisprudence should be, but you're reading it wrong. I'm telling you that this is how human nature reads. Human nature reads that it wants swift justice. It wants entertainment. And it can sometimes see an overlap in the magisteria of both. And I think it's possible that this could be a solution to so many problems all at once. Call me lunatic, and many people have, but just think about it. Castration undermined the rhino horn market. Now listen, you guys can't throw a whole bunch of people in here who don't deserve to be thrown in. We've got to limit this to the worst humans on earth. And the reason this is a story today is because of this thing in Eswatini. Mm. But right now, I'm most worried that they'll escape from wherever they are in Eswatini. Because they don't have crocodile moats and they don't have high pits that they've put the people in so you throw banana peels at them. So yeah. I'm worried that within 3 or 4 months, they're going to be running some underground criminal organization somewhere in Bromfontein.
Mm.
Okay. Optimus is a Tesla humanoid robot, right?
Yes.
And it made a surprise appearance this weekend at the soft launch of the Tesla Diner and Supercharger in Hollywood, serving buttered popcorn to delighted guests, including local first responders. So it was a publicity stunt.
Yes.
But check this robot out. Tell me how you'd feel if this is the future. Let's say 5, 10 years from now, instead of having waiters and waitresses and going to restaurants, you're going to pitch up and this thing's going to be serving you. How are you going to feel? Okay. Not so impressive, but, you know, it could be a person in a suit.
Yeah, it could be.
It doesn't. It's not really that. It's. I think I could handle that. Mm. Be okay with that being a waiter. I'm not afraid of the robots, Sam.
Yeah. Look, if I don't have to engage with someone, then I'm all for it. I'd prefer it to be a robot.
You'd rather it was a robot.
Yeah. I mean, for instance, I had a massage this last week.
Uh-huh.
And in the beginning, the pressure was fine. And she said, how's the pressure?
How's the pressure?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then later on, I thought,
Take off panties?
I wish it could have been more firm. But there's no way in hell I'm saying that. So I just went through the whole thing.
But would you to a robot?
Well, there's that robot massage thing where you can just adjust it yourself. I'd much prefer that. If I don't have to interact with someone, I'd be much happier.
I think you'd get worse, and I'll tell you why. Because you would eventually not deal with any humans at all. So when you did deal with a human, you'd be completely flustered and anxious.
I'd be like a Gen Z.
Yeah. No eye contact.
Receiving a phone call without any warning.
Oh, my God. Have you seen what happens to a Gen Z person when they get a phone call? They fall apart.
I do.
Okay, so there's at least something to look forward to for Leanne and other people who are not... I'm not a huge fan of people. Maybe I'd be in the same category as you. And I mean, once we've killed all these criminals, maybe it's nicer to go out and meet people.
Maybe.
Who knows?
The world's a better place.
Apparently you... Now, this is just... You know, it's embarrassing when police officers and a South African Police Services cleaner are arrested for looting... Washing powder.
Yeah.
They stole washing powder.
It was one of those things where a truck had overturned.
Oh, God.
Okay. So people, just the general public, were already looting.
Yeah, yeah. They, whenever a truck turns over in South Africa, if there's something valuable in it, I mean, if there were books, no one would steal a fucking thing, right?
So what happened is this happened in Limpopo.
Yeah, well.
The driver managed to call for help and phone the police. The police pitched up.
And they started helping themselves as well.
And they started helping themselves.
Now, was it just a big pile of washing powder?
I don't, they said.
And people were scooping.
Some
they
of
brought
it's
their
cargo.
Own. They brought their own containers. Because, you know, washing that's what powder. Happens with petrol, right? If a petrol tanker in South Africa gets... stranded.
It doesn't say if it was loose powder or if it was boxes of powder or.
But they were taking. They were taking stuff that was not theirs.
Yes, they took the stuff, put it, loaded the police car with it.
Jesus.
They then drove off, leaving the driver who was screaming for help, and leaving the looters to continue looting. They took the stuff to their houses.
This is why we
and
cannot.
And the good police have now found the stuff in their homes.
This is why we cannot have nice things. Because we've got people who, when a truck breaks down, they want to steal the stuff that is not theirs from the truck.
And then the cops steal it.
And it's not, this is not great. I mean, it's not like they're stealing stuff that they need.
Well, they're probably. No,
you're
they'll
stealing.
They'll have a lifetime.
You're embarrassing.
Worth
you're stealing
supply.
Washing powder. What kind of person gets in there with their own container and starts helping themselves to washing powder? It's just embarrassing. This is so
I can understand
basic.
It from a, posi-
this
from
is so
a poverty
basic.
Point of view. But the police stealing them that themselves and then driving off and leaving everyone to carry on looting.
No,
come
boring.
On.
Okay, Limpopo, you should hang your head in shame.
Anyway,
what
they're
going
to appear in
what
court.
A shit
I don't know
province.
Where the cleanup comes into it. But it's their age between 49 and 55.
So these are not young people either.
No.
These are like people in their 40s and 50s.
Who should understand what it means to uphold the law in the country. And, yeah. So they'll be in the dock soon. What's that? I think this week.
Good. Lock them up.
Today, in fact, today.
We could put them in my arena.
Hmm.
We have a big, because of the nature of their crime, foam, they stole washing powder, we'll make a big foam party and they get stabby things and you'll only know someone's, because the foam will go red.
No.
That's how you'll, I'm telling you, I'm full of ideas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's something much more exciting for you. Here is Alicia Amira, who is a Danish woman who identifies as a professional bimbo, okay? She spent 5.9 million rand on cosmetic procedures to transform herself into a real-life Barbie doll. She was recently featured on Olivia Altwood, The Price of Perfection. Now, that's how she used to look, okay? That's her before surgery photo.
This is scraggly tooth.
And this is what she looks like now.
My.
Yeah.
God.
Now, look at the size of those cans.
How?
And look at the
size
face,
of her lips.
The outfit, the makeup, the lips, the hair. It's just unbelievable. And she said she feels really happy in her skin. Inspired by extreme body modification and blonde bombshell aesthetics, she's undergone multiple surgeries, including breast implants and rhinoplasty. Amira, who founded the Bimbo Movement and has a clothing brand called Be a Bimbo. Great.
If you had to marry that person, which version would you rather marry?
Show them again.
Because... Yeah, would you rather marry her?
Yeah, I mean, she looks like a Putzfrau from, you know, some German village. And then, you see, the Putzfrau from the German village.
You'd marry her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because if I would, I mean, what's going on there with the fringe even?
That's a bit odd.
Those lips, it's just unbelievable. I'd be so embarrassed to take her around with me. You know, it'd be, and who's this? Oh, this is my wife. What?
No. You.
That's appalling. Although I think James would like to have a girlfriend like that.
No, that's too much for me.
Is it too much for you? Yeah. The großen Titten. Yeah, that's quite big tits, hey? And
she can't play golf, that's for sure.
And she likes to be a bimbo. She's even got a clothing brand called Be a Bimbo. She has no plans to stop altering her appearance, so it'll get worse and worse as the years go by, and she wants to look as plastic as possible.
I don't like it when people look at me when I'm walking around.
Yeah, so that's the opposite of her. She loves people looking at her. All right, well, maybe this is a topic for Hanan to deal with one day, because I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that we have reached peak attention seeking. In this time we've been alive, somewhere between the 90s and right now, has been peak attention seeking by actually quite ordinary people who don't necessarily have a whole lot to contribute to humanity, but maybe they've made some money and now they physically alter themselves, or they end up with a reality TV show or something and they've become massively famous and they're hungry for attention and it's never enough.
Mm-mm.
Right? It's never enough. She says here, I will carry on. I will not stop altering my appearance. I want to look as plastic as possible. She has not had her fill. She wants more attention. And I think it's a new kind of disease. You know, they're always diagnosing people with new... everyone's now somewhere on the autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. Everyone. There's just... The autism spectrum is so crowded at the moment that an autistic child wouldn't want to be there, okay? But everyone's got some mental health condition. The one they haven't diagnosed is this attention seeking, this remorseless, unending, grinding attention seeking that eats these people up from the inside. I think it needs a name, and we need to find a medication for it.
But something like autism is not induced by upbringing or past experiences or trauma. It's from birth.
Well,
whereas these people, can be trauma induced.
I'm not going to have an argument with you about autism because I don't know enough.
Their parents maybe didn't give them enough attention and now they're looking for attention.
Can you blame the parents? Look at what the Putzfrau looked like when she was...
Medication would
work. If my daughter looked like the... Put up the Putzfrau picture again. we're not going to get... There we go. I mean, if my daughter looked like that, I'd also not give her attention.
She looks fine.
No, she doesn't.
Just apart from the scraggly tooth.
I'd say, who are you? And she'd go, it's me.
Gareth, please. We have family members that
Alicia,
look like that.
Gareth. And I'd go, I don't know who you are. Why are you in my house? I'm counting to five and then I'm going to get the shotgun.
It's a hairdryer behind her. It's so weird. It's like someone's... pointing a gun at her head.
All right, enough. I don't need to see her anymore. Good heavens.
Put her back up.
Take her out of my house. Shoot her. Put her in the arena. James, stop it. Flex. Stop it. Enough. All right. Let's talk about puppies, because James is getting a puppy this week. Very exciting. So researchers have followed puppies and are going to follow puppies through their lives. That's a great deal if you're a researcher. Imagine, some researchers have to figure out why some man's testicles are distended and gross. And they do all kinds of experiments with testicles.
Yeah.
From a rotten person. Other researchers choose puppies.
Puppies.
Guess which one is better?
Oh.
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 Look at the puppies.
This is a BBC story. So it's coming out of the UK.
Puppies. Look at those
Devon
puppies.
And Cornwall.
Yes.
Researchers are calling for more puppies because it's a dogs charity called Dogs Trust. And
very, very, very creative name.
Yes, it is. You would never guess
Dogs
that
Trust.
It was a
they must have brainstormed for months about that one. I bet you they called in a marketing expert and they had a social media
expert.
They took
expert. Lots of coke in order to reach that decision.
I'm going to need £200,000 to come up with a name for you. Cool, no problem. What are you going to do with the money? Just snort kilometers of coke and then they wait and there's a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation.
There's a circle jerk with drums.
Yeah, and then they go, oh, what's the name? And the guy goes, Dogs Trust.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, they're doing good across Devon and Cornwall. So they're looking for 10,000 puppies. They've just got a few hundred more to get. They need puppies under the age of 16 weeks.
But they're not going to take these puppies away.
No, they just monitor their...
So if you have a puppy...
So they'll... You can do what you like with
your 10,000 homeless puppies.
You can feed it the way you want to feed it. Right. You can train it or not train it. You're not told to do anything.
Right.
They're just going to ask for all the information and what you're doing and then study the differences in how they grow up. Of course, James put in his little dog that he's getting next week.
Or that is so cute.
It's not the exact one, but yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love puppies.
So, and apparently this hasn't been done before, which I found strange.
Yeah, but also, I mean, let me just say that the research, I don't know we need.
Well, it's very good for behavioral issues.
No, sure. What I'm saying is this researcher is very smart because they're getting money. They're getting a grant to do the research, right? Mm. But it is such pleasant research.
It is.
So, I mean, points to you, whoever you are, because you found a topic that can't possibly be unpleasant to do. It's going to be so much fun. This is the best project you could have. I hope that whoever this researcher is, he's older than five. Because for any child, this is the perfect research to be involved in. And you've got puppies and... Oh, it's just going to be so cute and awesome.
And across all breeds, a whole generation of research, which is lovely.
I mean, Flex would hate this, but everyone else would love it.
Yeah.
For Flex, it would be a kind
Flex
of hell.
Flex would be like, how many shits did it have today?
Right.
Oh, 15, same as yesterday.
Exactly. All right, talking about shits. SARS has auto-assessed 5.8 million taxpayers in 2025. With 99.6% of assessments unchanged, reflecting the system's efficiency. Like, what do they want? Do you want me to give you a big kiss on your forehead, SARS? But anyway, over 10.6 billion rand in refunds were processed within 72 hours using AI and machine learning. While most taxpayers need not take action, updates can be made via e-filing or the SARS mobile app. SARS warned of increased scams during tax season, urging taxpayers to protect their personal details. So I suppose SARS, the reason this is a story is they want credit for paying back 10.6 billion rand in refunds.
Because they've got such a bad rap that their PR team is doing well on this.
I'm not impressed. Can I tell you why I'm not impressed?
Because they've taken so much from you?
No, because they take so much from all of us, and now they want credit for giving back money that was not theirs in the first place. This is like if someone comes into your house, they steal all your shit, but then they leave your TV on the grass outside your house.
Or they come back a week later and give back the TV, TV.
And then they say, aren't you pleased I brought you the TV? And you're meant to go, oh, you know, you are so kind. Come in for a cup of tea. even though you stole everything else in my house.
And you know that money's probably been owed for years.
Let's not go down this path because it'll make both of us cross. But yeah. I don't believe that SARS should get any credit for anything. The only reason they exist is to steal shit they didn't bring in. They take half your money, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, but they take half of what you toiled to make.
Yeah.
They are like locusts that come in and strip the plant bare.
They and then that not, money is not looked after.
They're not good people. These are not good people. I think if SARS people had to drive with a number plate that said SARS on it, we would all burn them in their cars.
I was just thinking of a little bumper bashing, but okay.
Am I right, James Flex? Wouldn't, huh? No one likes it.
Have you ever met anyone who says, I work for SARS?
I know a guy who, see him often, who works for SARS.
I think there must be people who are very nice guys.
You
just don't admit it.
He's actually such a nice guy. And we've had conversations and everything. But I said to him, you know, I hate you. And he's like, yeah, well, I know, I can't help it. Listen, just don't expect any credit for giving this money. It was never yours.
Yeah.
You are not doing some kind, generous act. You're not going to get everybody going, gee, thanks, SARS, we love you for this. The less we hear from you, the better.
Yeah.
And you can stop taking. I know that you guys are just doing what you're told because you don't make the laws. The ministers and the government make the rules. They decide how much tax they're going to charge. They should all be ashamed of themselves. There are probably some amazing people at SARS who are doing their absolute level best. Some of the best people probably in accounting and auditing and financial services. I'm sure that they're also being paid handsomely for their work because they deserve it.
I wouldn't praise them too much. My dad, as a tax consultant, had to deal with them.
Okay.
And they are not all amazing.
The fact that we have to pay tax is the irritating thing. And I'm not giving SARS credit. Don't worry, Leanne.
You
have to worry about that with me.
If where I lived looked like Singapore,
yes,
and that money
sure.
was going to making the place amazing, then I'd be okay with it.
But you had to step over homeless people on your way to your car this morning.
Yes, and also I had to witness funerals where the whole family had G-Wagons.
Yeah, yes.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
What a cunt.
All right, so there we go. That's our rant for the morning. A reverse semigration trend is emerging in South Africa with job seekers who are leaving the Western Cape and returning to Gauteng.
Ah.
I wonder if this has... So I was annoyed over the weekend when I saw that Jordan Hill Lewis of the DA, the mayor of Cape Town, was entertaining Sadiq Khan of London, who's an absolute cock wobbler.
Pompous twat.
No, he's just an... He is a disgrace to anyone who's ever called themselves British.
Okay.
And I saw they were like, oh, it's so great. You know, obviously he has to do it. So I'm not holding Jordan Hill Lewis personally responsible. I don't know that he's a bad guy. I've interviewed him a couple of times. Seems to be doing a reasonably good job in Cape Town. But if you take London under Sadiq Khan as your yardstick, you're in a lot of trouble. That guy has been a complete disaster from beginning to end. London is not by any means a better place today after Sadiq Khan than it was before he came and got his grubby hands on the mayoral chain. So that we entertained this guy in Cape Town is a disgrace. They should send him packing right back to London with all his cuck ideas because that's very bad. But back to the story. Apparently, there are better employment prospects and a shift back to in-office work in Gauteng, whereas in the Western Cape, they're still fucking around. This has led to increased demand for premium office space in Johannesburg and Pretoria as major employers like Vodacom and Nedbank enforce return-to-office mandates. Good for you. It's about time. Keke Khojane, who is the head of office for Galetti Corporate Real Estate, said employment remains the key driver of the trend, with 22% of respondents in the wise move citing job opportunities as their primary reason for relocating back to Gauteng.
You get paid less in Cape Town for what you do in Joburg.
And everything costs you more.
You do, and it costs you more.
Oh. And you have to deal with fucking Instagram influencers and digital
tourists
nomads.
All the time.
Yeah. Horrible. No, I like it here, thank you. Mm. But a lot of people from the Cape are always horrified, is the only word I can think of, when you tell them you don't ever want to live there. I mean, I like Cape Town, don't get me wrong. It's fun to visit. You know, there are nice things to do there. I've got friends there, I've got family there. But I wouldn't ever live there.
I enjoyed living there, really did. I think from the person, from the teller in the supermarket to somebody who's selling you a pair of sneakers, they're just so job proud and respectful okay. people. Whereas here you don't get
well,
that
don't ruin my argument now. I was going to say.
But no, I couldn't earn as much as I was earning when I was there.
But you've noticed, though, that Cape Townians and Western Cape people in general are horrified when you say to them, you wouldn't move there. Mm. They think there's something wrong with you. They genuinely, they look at you like you've lost it.
Yeah.
And I do love Cape Town, but I also think Cape Townians are some of the most insular people I've ever met. Like, a lot of Cape Townians have never thought about anything outside of Cape Town.
Mm.
It's like a wilderness that they, you know, it's like the Amazon outside of that area of the Western Cape. They're like, they'll go as far as maybe the northern
coast.
Or the southern suburbs, or up the coast a little way, or down the coast this way, but never too far. God forbid they should ever come to Joburg. They never do that. Oh, no, Joburg. They think my In the Arena story is like how Joburg is all the time.
Like Mordor.
Right? Yeah, they, and it doesn't help that they then listen to a show like this and then actually think that that's how it works. The mayor accepted him as Cape Town has had a deal with UK companies opening up BPO companies here over the next 5 years. 100K jobs will be available, says Nyanda. Still, Sadiq Khan is very bad news. Very bad news. So if there are economic opportunities down the way here for Cape Town, awesome. Then I suppose grin, pose for photos with him. But that guy is very bad news. He's a commie. He's ruined London. He's made it unsafe. He seems completely opposed to any kind of immigration controls. Just a disaster. Congo Chris says, I moved to Joburg last year from Cape Town. Yes, the city here is rotting away, but the people make it worth it. The teller at a spa in Cape Town won't even greet you back. So that's opposite of what you were saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Robin says, I lived in Joburg, lived in Cape Town, wouldn't live in Cape Town again for all the tea in China. Mm. I'm not comparing them and saying you have to choose. I just kind of wouldn't want to live there myself. That's all. But if you say that to a Cape Townian, they are absolutely devastated. Because you can't say shit things about Cape Town.
No, it's the best place in the world.
Joburg is perceived as Gotham City, but without Batman, like Antananarivo, says Toki. Money talks, bullshit walks. What's wrong with us? We left Cape Town 40 years ago to open up a business in PE, says Carol. Hey, listen, you know, from out of the frying pan into the fire. I knew you were a sellout and you've made the city of Johannesburg rot more, lol, says Yonder to Congo Chris. Judith says, I'm the weird Cape Townian. I love PE and I hate Cape Town. I left 10 years ago. I'll keep my PE, thanks. Wow, we got some people from PE who can afford the internet. That's nice. visited Cape Town for a week, says Judith. Back in PE, the place is full. Not what it was to me. Glad to be back in PE. The DA in Cape Town are screwing many property owners. Hill Lewis is a puss, she says. Wow. Ooh,
your master. Yeah.
Sure, there's some Cape Townian colorful language for you. I will never understand this disdain for the DA when they're the only party doing anything, says Carl. Okay, no, fair enough. So, yes, Cape Town is run much better than any other city in South Africa. And it is a DA mayor who's doing that. And I'm also sick of the double standards, because it seems to me that if an ANC mayor who runs some piece of shit town just manages not to steal every single cent, we we just give him praise up the yazoo, right? Because our standards, our expectations for an ANC mayor are so low.
So low, just to not be corrupt and steal.
So when a DA mayor gets one thing wrong or does one thing we don't like, then we climb into him like he's destroyed everything. And that's nonsense. No, Gareth, it's because you pay 50 million rand for a shoebox where the toilet and the kitchen sink are in the same room in Cape Town. Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah, I know property prices are high, but that sounds a little ridiculous. In Madagascar, says Toki, people who work for tax revenue are rich because they fill their pockets instead of filling state coffers. Yeah. I'd be okay with SARS if the funds they gathered didn't go to Naledi Pandor's fourth halal G-Wagon and went to fixing the pothole that is Centurion. All right, very good. Lots of people full of love for SARS. Just so many nice comments about SARS. Yeah, people just love SARS. Guys, you know what? At least we're all agreed. SARS is just wonderful. And we hope may they continue to have success, SARS. I will be so thrilled if they keep on doing the wonderful job they are.
I swear we know people who work at SARS, but they lie. They don't say they're
probably.
Work at SARS.
I wouldn't tell people if I worked there. That's almost as embarrassing as working at Eskom. Really. Those are two places that, in fact, I reckon like if you work for government, you should just have a big middle finger tattooed on the inside of your, like on your hand inside or on your forehead or something.
Yeah.
So that we can all just treat you the way that we really want to. Apparently property prices have gone up. Now someone who bought a house for 6 million, say it's 2,000 rand, where it's worth at least, 600,000. I don't understand these numbers, but thank you very much. You know what? I think we've exhausted. We've beaten that horse. Let's just leave it alone. We will end on a high note. Ah! Thank you. That's all we have to say. Bye.